Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, January the 23rd, and ending on Sunday the 29th of January. We're almost through with the first month of the new year. And we have one outstanding experience to comment on this week, which is Venus shifting signs and leaving Aquarius and entering Pisces. And that happens on Thursday at 9:33 p.m. Eastern time. These will all be Eastern time that I'm giving you. So we'll talk about that when we get to Thursday, because now it'll be confusing if I don't, because we're coming off a Venus aspect on Monday morning. It is the moon in Aquarius joining Venus in Aquarius until 5:19 a.m. And going void, of course, we have the energy of that conjunction that takes us till the moon shifts to Pisces. So the morning, even though it's not about planning and plotting for the far future, when you're in a void of course moon phase, you still have that feeling of uplifted energy, and you may have wonderful conversations and communications and maybe see things that are in the moment that you can do. But again, void of course moon is nothing will come of it, is sometimes what the old expression would be. But there can also be no problem ahead. But in terms of nothing will come of it, that's because the moon doesn't tell any tale before it shifts to the next sign. So we assume that we don't want to have nothing come of it when we make a plan for more than 2 or 3 days ahead. We want it to happen usually, right? So having said that, moon enters Pisces at 12:36 p.m., and this is your waxing crescent moon, because we have come off a new moon over the weekend, yeah? And hopefully you set some good intentions for future goals and things like that. Moon in Pisces is going to have an uncomfortable afternoon, and all the way through the rest of Monday, because it is going into a square with Mars, now direct in Gemini, until 2:56 a.m. on Tuesday. So, you know, Mars is, you know, really geared up to have these intense conversations and look at a million different things and logically figure out all issues. And the moon in Pisces is so not wanting that. It really will be that glassy-eyed stare if you happen to be looking at someone and you're the Mars in Gemini. I mean, you kind of know they're really not there, are they? And it could be very frustrating, particularly when you get Mars frustrated. You know, there's going to be the tendency for, you know, harsh words. So just be aware of that, and also be aware of the navigating of your environment, because that's what Gemini is, and Mars is motion. So there's some confusion around all of that, and that can be frustrating for Mars too. But you should know that other people are also experiencing that. So they may be doing things that aren't, you know, well, you know, so much of it's happening now. It's almost, like I say this all the time, practically, be careful. People are doing strange things on the roads and even in different kinds of commuting. And, you know, there may be some confusion. If you were sending out an important document that day, I wouldn't do it. You know, there can be something happens. So just let that period be a period where I don't know what you do, but it's not that important. Let's put it that way. Tuesday the 24th, here's where we get the Pisces moon getting over the square, 2:56 a.m. Eastern, and going into an overnight, for most of us, sextal to Mercury in Capricorn until 4:59 a.m. So some of the dreams may have come through with some advice that could be stabilizing and helpful in the outer world. We also come into the day with the moon in Pisces, sextile Uranus in Taurus. And Uranus did what? Went direct on Sunday. So we're in full tilt direct motion now. Although, you know, obviously, or not so obviously, Uranus isn't moving very much, but at least it's direct. So these inspired ideas, and when we see this combination until 12:43 p.m. Eastern of the psychic or feeling visionary nature of Pisces with the Uranian blast in the mental of intuition, you know, we've got a pretty potent energy of helpful with a sextile opportunity to combine these things to help us look at some of the changes we need to make in the mundane aspects of life, Taurus. So that's a pretty good time to be meditating on something. You know, something might pop up, surprise, you know. Could be a good idea. But after 12:43 p.m. in the Eastern time zone Tuesday, we have the Moon conjunction Neptune coming up. It's not going to get there till 2:42 a.m. on Wednesday. But this is one of those things that's either going to be helpful if you're working with the positive Neptunian and Piscean energies, such as spirituality, creativity, meditation, which is part of the spiritual, but bringing in visions. But, you know, if you're in the negative Piscean, it's going to be a lot of escaping going on, whatever you do to escape from reality, and also getting kind of over-idealized, perhaps, or not seeing things really clearly, but thinking you are. You know, there's like rainbow bubbles all around, that kind of energy. So, not a day after 12:43 p.m. to try to focus in on your earthly tasks or have reliable information unless you're getting it from the spiritual realm under good energy. Let's put it that way. And you will have some good energies coming in on Tuesday since the Sun in Aquarius now is sextile Jupiter in Aries until 8:30 p.m. So there are new ideas galore. If you're in the creative mode, definitely this is a great time to be working on things because, you know, inspiration is there. Okay, so moving to Wednesday, and we're still in that waxing crescent phase, until 11:12 a.m., we get to earth some of these visions and make structures that can be good and helpful because the moon is sextile Pluto in Capricorn until 11:12 a.m. Then the moon goes void, of course. And by the way, you might be able to present some ideas to an authority that morning as well and be received. They'll hear you. So moon in Aries comes in at 1:48 p.m. And we get the conjunction then to Jupiter until 10:18 p.m. So this is also a good or and bad energy to be dealing with because it is super Aries energy, expanded Aries energy. And as we know, we are looking at the issue of, you know, how do we use our Aries energy? Are we exploring and inventing? Are we optimistic about new beginnings? Or are we pushing our agenda with such force that people are being repelled by it? You know, this is a moon conjunction. Jupiter is overdoing in some way, but it also brings benefits if we're working with it wisely. Okay, so if there's something you need to lift your courage to do, then that's good. If there's something you're starting that you're excited about, an enterprise moving forward, then that's a great one to use to start on. All right. So there's, you know, again, some things have their ups and downs. But the thing that comes in quickly, fairly quickly after that conjunction to Jupiter is the moon sextile to the sun in Aquarius, 11:59 p.m. And that will move on to the sextile of moon in Aries to Mars in Gemini, 5:40 a.m. Thursday, complete. So here from, I guess you could say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time on Wednesday, all the way through close to 6 a.m. on Thursday, there is this movement forward supported by, you know, both authorities and information and communications. So not a bad cycle, as long as you're not overdoing the negative Aries with the Moon-Jupiter conjunction. Morning on Thursday is a bit of a setback for the Moon in Aries because there's a square to Mercury in Capricorn until 10:08 a.m. So now your good ideas and your need for things to go fast are meeting that obstacle of a very cautious mind, very cautious communication, wanting things to be traditional, wanting things to be the same. So that's not when you present things to people who may have something to do with it. However, go past that time period, and you are now coming into the moon in Aries sextile Saturn in Aquarius, which will complete on Friday at 10:13 a.m. I might even suggest that I would wait. You can send off, of course, an electronic communication anytime, but Venus is going to shift signs on Thursday at 9:33 p.m. She enters Pisces. And one of the things that happens, if you are dealing with things in the outer world and you set your boat into the water and set sail, if Venus is important, and Venus was in Aquarius when you set sail, you're going to encounter different values when Venus changes signs. Maybe even a different person who's involved with the financial aspects or making decisions based on what they think is worthy. All right, so it's kind of a tricky thing, and this is always a tricky thing when you come into a time period where you're starting things. So if you can wait till after 9:33 p.m. to go towards the authorities with your ideas, then you will catch the new Venus in Pisces, which is an exalted Venus, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But you'll have an opportunity to reach an authority until 10:13 a.m. on Friday, who may be able to hear you and get it and is interested. They may be helpful with timing and methods for you. So, yeah, I would suggest that. I'm suggesting it to myself, in fact, because Venus, when she shifts to Pisces, okay, so she was all involved in electronics, you know, all of that great, exciting energy of Venus in Aquarius. But now she went into the very sensitive sign. Again, we just talked about how you can use this in a positive or a negative way. When we say Venus is exalted in Pisces, these are these old ideas, in my opinion, you know, something that was sort of medieval and could be adjusted is looking at things as, you know, always, this is always an exalted Venus, because Venus in Pisces can reach, if you are spiritually developed, if you are working hard, if you happen to be that person, then you reach that level of absolutely loving without judgment. You know, we call it unconditional love. You know, it's just being a source of love. Your heart is a loving heart. It is there that way for whatever it greets and whatever it meets. And some people have attained that. It is, again, it's a goal. It takes a lot of work, though, to be able to give everything an unconditional love, you know, especially a world that's bombarding you with things that you don't like, you know. So it's kind of, it's exalted if you are also elevated in consciousness. It's also wonderful for people, again, in creative arts, because Venus is the sign of beauty and Pisces is one of these sources of inspiration, particularly for things like poetry, painting, filmmaking, and photography. Those are more Piscean, and music, dance, you know, things like that. So she's really helpful in those realms. She also loves the underdogs, the victims of life, which is Piscean victim, is one of the qualities. They're martyrs and victims. And that was the age of Pisces. You know, we had our religious figure crucified, you know, the martyrdom of the leader of the Christian religion, Piscean indeed. But the thing is, what this leads Venus and Pisces to be at times is the victim of love. And because they take these wounded birds in, and then the bird flies away. You know, you give it your all, you mend it, you fix it, you help it, and then see ya. So this is, you know, an issue for Venus and Pisces. You know, picking up the literal wounded bird, it happens, you know. When you're a child, sometimes it doesn't work at all to pick up a wounded chick, you know, that's left the nest, and then you're left with the sorrow, which is also Venus in Pisces, because the bird doesn't make it, you know. But of course, if it does, it's not going to hang out with you. If it's a wild bird, it needs to be free, right? So, you know, Venus in Pisces sometimes lives in an ivory tower too, and imagining of the romance, the fantasy of the romance levels is big with this one. And so if you are over, you know, idealizing people, then this can also be the case. So this is where we look at those issues of Venus in Pisces, but she is generally wanting to be compassionate. If she can fit boundaries in somewhere, right, then she'll be not overdoing it and getting giving that compassion at the detriment of the self. What we also will see, since Venus is in the sign that rules the feet, is people spending money on socks and, you know, tights and shoes. Do you need more shoes? Well, people will value this. They'll put their money there. They'll also buy music and maybe dance lessons and the arts. And, you know, this will be a time when people will go to films and things like that, you know, buy photography equipment or buy photographs. You know, it's where we spend our money, and places we will beautify as well. So pedicure, people, this is a good transit for you, even though it's in the winter for Northern Hemisphere and people have socks on. Somehow they're going to still want those pretty colors on their toenails. So you may be finding that also if you are someone who gives a treatment like reflexology that helps the feet, you may find people more interested. If you were looking at, what should I put on my menu? You know, I'm a massage therapist and I'm a body work, but I also know reflexology. This is the month. Offer that for this transit of Venus in Pisces and you'll get more takers. And also, one of the other things that is Piscean is the, you know, the ocean and fish. So here's, you know, a place where you may see people booking cruises or, you know, buying a fish to put in their aquarium or wanting to go to seafood restaurants, you know, just anything that has the Piscean, which is also, interestingly enough, has to do with the perfumes. And so aromatic experiences are valued. So blends, beautiful blends that smell nice. It's less a therapeutic pull and more of a wanting to feel beautiful or feel good or even enhance a spiritual experience with those types of essential oils that are used and helpful for meditation purposes. This is where we are with Venus and, of course, buying music. And so we have this difference. And Venus in Pisces, let's see, she's going to be in Pisces until she shifts to, of course, the next sign will be Aries, and she will do that on the 20th of February. So we do have Venus in Pisces for the Valentine's Day here in the United States. And so it's interesting. We're going to actually have a conjunction of Venus and Neptune, which starts on the 14th, a very close orb to Neptune. So that's going to be a really romantic one. We don't always have those. I mean, if Venus is in Aquarius, it's not, you know, really isn't as romantic. And if it's in Aries, it's really is romantic. But in Pisces, that's when you want the candlelight and music, you know, and all of that good stuff. So that's where she's going to be, and that's how long she's going to be there. So you have her starting here on the 26th of January. Okay, so coming back into that, Friday the 27th, we have the sextile, as I said, to Saturn in Aquarius from Aries Moon until 10:13 a.m., but then we have the Moon square Pluto until 4:01 p.m., and that's the time when you should not disobey any rules, regulations, or laws. It will be likely for things to be noticed, and, you know, the letter of the law will come down upon it. So be careful about that, and also don't present new ideas to authority figures. They will not be interested in a sort of a major way, all right? So you run into the brick wall, Aries Moon, because Aries Moon always wants everything to happen yesterday. You know, nothing is ever quite fast enough for the Moon in Aries person. You know, it just comes into life with that unconscious need for things to be fast and keep going. So impatience, you know, during an Aries Moon transit, that's the Bach flower, impatience is a good one if you find yourself, you know, having had these issues over that cycle of Aries Moon transit, which ends with the square to Pluto in Capricorn at 4:01 p.m. on Friday. A little impatience isn't a bad idea to take. Impatience itself, with a C, is not a good idea to indulge too much. You run into difficulty that way. A couple of hours of the void, of course, Moon, and the Moon will enter the stable Earth of Taurus, 6:42 p.m., and a lovely evening, Friday the 27th, if you're having dinner with someone, anyone really, but particularly someone that you have a romantic involvement with, because it's Moon in Taurus, sextile Venus in Pisces until 8:56 p.m. Eastern Time. So, and again, that's a foodie thing, Moon in Taurus. And so pick a nice place where you can get that ambiance that Venus loves in Pisces, the soft, the music, the candles, you know, the art, and you know, or go to a film or something. But with Moon in Taurus, you can also be dancing with Taurus. Believe it or not, produces a lot of great dancers in our history. And you can pick a great seafood restaurant perhaps, definitely, if you are someone who does drink alcohol, a very nice wine or something like that would be Venus and Pisces, yeah. So 8:56 p.m., and then that's over. But it takes a long time for us to get to the square from the Moon in Taurus to the Sun in Aquarius. That doesn't come in until Saturday the 28th at 10:19 a.m. Now, this is, you know, within the self. It's our inner feelings, instincts, responses to life that want to be steady and certain, in conflict with the outer expression that is in Aquarius, that wants innovation and, you know, intellectual stimulation. It just doesn't really, you know, sit well within, so it also doesn't sit well without, you know. So in the outer world, there will be these ways that you get to see the challenge between those positions. And of course, the Sun is in authority also. So once again, it's not a time to approach an authority. And particularly about Taurus issues, which are finance, real estate, you know, things that are possessions that you are hoping for or whatever. So 10:19 a.m., but this is also the aspect of the Moon to the Sun and the waxing cycle that brings us to the second quarter. You'll see a half moon in the sky. And the second quarter is when we're going to start to want to nourish our seeds that we've planted. Okay, we're going to start moving into real action on them now. And so we find that we've got a good aspect to move forward with. We don't always. You've heard this before many times. Well, it's the second quarter and you really want to get going, but you won't really get there until. Well, no, this time, Saturday the 28th, Moon in Taurus is moving to trine Mercury in Capricorn until 8:44 p.m. So the nuts and bolts, the how-tos, the what's the best structure, how do we get there, what's the method, what's the timing, all of that is really supported during that particular aspect. And also, you know, the idea of working on a project that you need to work on, perhaps with another person, also very well aspected. There may be a big surprise coming in, though, after this, because, you know, Moon in Taurus is going to join Uranus in Taurus, and that is now direct Uranus at 10:37 p.m. So there may be some geophysical news in the world. Hopefully you're not in a space where this is going to affect you. But it can also be money surprises, and, you know, there's also the potential in the positive realm of having that intuitive flash, like, whoa, this is what I'm going to do. You've had your practical conversation earlier, and now you get the wow, this is how it looks. 10:37 p.m. Saturday, and then the lovely and gentle Moon in Taurus sextile to Neptune in Pisces comes in for your late evening, overnight, and goes all the way on Sunday to 3:02 p.m. Eastern. So out there on the West Coast, that's 12:02 p.m. in the afternoon. So the morning, for sure, out in the whole United States, is in a state of grace. You know, just soft. And also a good time for a meal if you're having particularly seafood. But getting the spiritual through meditation and wherever you get spiritual downloads could be happening Sunday until 3:02 in Eastern time. However, obstacles are looming after that with Moon in Taurus square Saturn in Aquarius until 7:03 p.m. Do not have talks about finance and future. It won't, you know, it's very different positions. And somebody there pointing out all the obstacles to you. So just understanding, you may feel a little bit let down. The energy may feel a little bit, you know, serious, and you may feel disappointed in things until 7:03 p.m. But that doesn't last much longer, because coming in is the trine, of course, from Moon in Taurus to Pluto in Capricorn. So structures, once again, will seem, you know, viable. And that's, you know, almost 1 a.m. on Monday is when that completes for Eastern time. And while that positive aspect is coming in, we also have the Sun in Aquarius trine to Mars in Gemini. Get on the internet and look for some information that will help you, or do something, you know, towards moving towards your networking. You can still, you know, people can still post things at that time frame. 8:45 p.m. is when that comes in. And then the Mercury in Capricorn trines Uranus and Taurus until 9:16 p.m. So again, some aha moments, even in the structure of the Earth signs. All right, you get some way ahead. And then the trine to Pluto can just be how you put that whole thing together. And that's how it's going to look for you. And so that's the week. Not too bad. A couple of bumps in the road, yes, always are. And that big shift for Venus. When we get to next week, we are actually in the second quarter. We're going to shift into, in the agricultural calendar of our ancestors, this would be the beginning of spring. We're going to have Imbolc, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, on Thursday the 2nd of February, because we enter February that week. We'll talk about that. And the other thing we'll have as an exception to the regular aspects of the week is the full moon that does come in on Sunday the 5th. So I will probably only have one podcast, and I will do that full moon at the beginning. And then, you know, of course, mention it again when we get to the end of the week. So that's what I have to tell you. Always wishing you the best. I'll say goodbye for now.